Yoo-hoo. Oh, yoo-hoo, sir. Sir? Yes, hi. I just moved here for work. Oh, my timing is terrible, though. I'm sorry we had to meet each other this way. With this dang virus, I just haven't been able to go around and introduce myself in the neighborhood. All I've been doing is getting in my car and driving around, going absolutely nowhere. I haven't seen you around. I thought my neighbor, you, were out of town or something. Oh, yeah? What do you do? Oh, sorry. That's kind of forward. Oh, gotcha. I write for a content site. We've all been working from home for the past weeks, too. It's gonna feel weird to wear pants again one day. Or a bra, for that matter. Oh, sorry. We're mostly women in my company, so it's kind of a running joke. Anyway, I was hoping you could help me while you were napping. The Yellow Pages people dropped off my new phone book. But naturally, they flung it into your yard. Do you mind pushing it over to me? I just didn't want to get into your space. You know, the 6 feet apart thing. And the Wi-Fi people can't get out here to install my internet because of the virus and all. I mean, I do have mobile data, but I don't want to eat into my plan. I just need to make a list of the local handymen for some things around the house that need fixing. Well, for when we're back to normal, that is. Thanks! Isn't it crazy, though, that they're still printing these phone books? It's not like we can't get any kind of information we need online now. Then again, I am grateful to have it right now, given that I can't even get Wi-Fi installed for the foreseeable future. My company is going to kill me when they see my mobile bill. So, is the weather down here nice enough to lay out most of the season? I just moved from up north, and up there we can lay out for like 5 weeks out of the year, tops. Oh, I don't mind. Well, maybe I'll give you an eyeful and wash my car in my bikini sometime, mister. I'm kind of kidding there. That's like a myth, you know, where I'm from. Washing your car in your driveway in your bathing suit. Well, first of all, I've never had a driveway. And second of all, yeah. I'm sorry. I've been housebound too long. I think we all have cabin fever. And me with no internet to watch stuff. Yeah, movies. And, well, you know, other online entertainment. What can I say? I'm a single girl. What? No, not that. I mean, sometimes that. But, okay, I can't believe I'm telling my new neighbor this, but you're gonna find out later anyway, because I can get pretty loud. I have, like, a long-distance friend with benefits, and we get together online sometimes. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I just told you that. This house arrest thing is chipping away at my social boundaries big time. Yes, like, you know, I might do a striptease for him, enjoying his reaction. Or sometimes he'll do one for me, and I'll cheer him on. Or I might put on a show for him, you know, with my toys, that kind of thing. And then we'll finish off just watching each other, you know, appreciating. Anyway, I can't believe I'm being so indiscreet just moments after meeting you. See what happens when we unplug? Well, the point is, I can't be doing that as often as I might with no damn Wi-Fi, neighbor. Oh, wow, that is so nice of you to offer. I might take you up on that. Definitely for work, though. I wouldn't want to eat up your bandwidth for my, personal projects. Well, what can I do for you in return? I mean, I would offer a hot dish or some baked goods, but I can't cook or bake to save my life. Literally. I need to learn. I've mostly ordered out from where I used to live, so... Say, your swim trunks are looking kind of tight there, sir. Oh, no, not at all. You are pretty easy on the eyes, if I may say so. Anyway, based on my little story, you have to know I do like to watch. Oh, that would be hot. Please do put your hand on it. Would you like me to sit back in my lounger too and do the same? That would be my pleasure. I am a little bit of an exhibitionist. A little show and tell behind the hedges, eh, neighbor? Of course. And you too, neighbor. How about you undo those trunks and slide them south? Very nice. Yes, it is tantalizing, isn't it? I kind of love it, though. I can just see that shiny dot of precum all the way from here. Seriously, though, that's one of my favorite things. Watching a guy work his cock. And while his eyes lock with mine. So hot. Tell me, neighbor, what might you do if we didn't have to keep 6 feet apart? Here, let me have a taste for you. Yep. Yummy. You taking notes, mister? Ah, well, for starters, my clit needs attention the entire time. It already feels so swollen under my fingertips here. And here, let me pull my knees in. Yeah, and my legs a little to the side so you can see from the back. Oh, yes, I love that. Oh, I love just slipping one. Two fingers to my other hand in like this. Or maybe one finger in and then one fingertip massaging my back door. Yes, I love being watched. Oh, so good. Oh, yeah, work your cock. I love that. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, shit. I'm gonna come. I haven't been able to in a few days. You don't mind, do you? Yeah, are you close? Oh, yeah, I'm not cutting my fingers in both my holes when I come. Nice to meet you too, neighbor. Okay, it's a date.